Thoughts on Micah. Micah chapter 7 and verse 10. Enemies ruin. Let me read the verse to you. Micah chapter 7 and verse 10. God will make Israel, Judah, rise. Then my enemy will see it and will be covered with shame. She who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will see her downfall. Even now she will be trampled underfoot like mire in the streets. Micah chapter 7 verse 10. Enemies ruin. Israel, Judah had enemies. They were very powerful. They were taunting, mocking Judah and Israel. And Israel was down because of sin. Because of the breaking of the covenant, the two kingdoms had gone down and were going to go into exile. But they would rise again. And this rising would be seen by the enemy. And now we're looking at the reaction. What will happen to the enemy? How will the enemy react to this? The great feature, verse 10, my enemy will see it and will be covered with shame. Ah, it was true then. God was their God. He did exist. And they were his people. Though we mocked them, though we laughed at them, that was the people of God. And look, they've been restored. We thought they'd fallen forever. Those who mocked, those who saw Judah's downfall will be brought to shame. And more, they will be trampled underfoot. They will be like mire in the street. Their mocking will cease. Where is the Lord their God? Well, he's here. Look what he's done for them. And they'll be trampled down in the mire and ruined. Now let's look at this. We must remember that the prophet is laboring in the days of the old covenant. This is where the discontinuity of the covenant figures very importantly. People break down that discontinuity. They move between the two covenants. They mix them. They make them into one covenant, different administrations. That's the typical reformed way. And they get into a terrible mess here. With Israel, with Judah. Of course, in the days of the old covenant, enemies were fought in battle. They were trampled to the ground. They were destroyed. There was victory in battle and all the rest of it. It means it as it says. I fully understand that. It's a literal, physical defeat of the enemies. But in the days of the new covenant, it's spiritual. This is the age of the spirit, not the age of the flesh. This is the age of the gospel, not the age of the law. This is the time when the people of God still have enemies. That's true enough. But the enemies of the gospel will have to acknowledge that Christ was the Son of God, that he was the Lord, he is the King of Kings, his people are his people, his blood does wash away sin and all the rest of it. Philippians 2, 9 to 11. I'm not whistling in the dark. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Revelation 19, the nations will have to acknowledge the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our Lord, and he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And it is true that the ungodly will be ashamed. They will be shattered. They will be ruined. Unbeliever, break with your madness now. I use that term advisedly, madness. It's utter folly to resist this great God. The day is coming when you will acknowledge Christ as King. Acknowledge him now. Receive him now as Savior and Lord. In that day, it will be an acknowledgement of judgment. But today, it will be an acknowledgement of mercy and grace and forgiveness. The believer, it's a word for us. It's not us exalted. It wasn't Israel or Judah. Ah, great Israel. It was God. And that is what it's going to be. And that's what it must be. That's what we must be doing now. Not the exaltation of man, the supermen. No. The super churches. No. God. And God alone. Not unto us, Lord. not unto us, but unto thy name, be all the glory. Amen.